Okay, so if Yeshua holds the chalal, this dough, once you were mafrish and took a piece off a challah and it has a shem challah, there's no issa bal yiro or bal yimotza on this dough. Okay, so Torah only says it on lechor, something that belongs to you, but here, since this challah doesn't belong to you anymore, there's no issa bal yiro or bal yimotza. So therefore, make the dough and be mafrish challah, call it a shem challah, and just let it stay there. Well, the whole question is that you can't let it become chometz. You can have chometz in your rishus. If Yeshua holds no, this is not chometz that you're muzer not to have in your rishus. Ela, he says, the Mishnah, mafrishosa. I've had to do it the way you're supposed to do it. As soon as you make the dough, right away after the gilgul, after mixing up the water and the flour, take off some challah. Or menichto, and leave it on the side, ad erev, until at night time after yomtiv. And then you burn it. And then between it becomes chometz from now until tonight. He holds so what? He holds this is not chometz that you're muzer olov. Like Rashi says, loy zehu chometz shemuzorin olov. Kidem aforish pi gemara. Delav di dehu. This is not considered yours. Li'acha shekar ola shein. Once you called it challah, it's not considered the original bialim. It's not the Yisrael's anymore. The Kruach Siv the Pasuk says, Shelucho iyataroya. The Yisrael is, you can't see your own chometz. Shelucho iyataroya. Vizeh ain't a shelucho, and this chometz now doesn't belong to you. For loy shachav recha doesn't belong to the kain either yet. The akate lemot liyat kain, because you weren't mezakah to the kain yet. It's just the fact that you said, Harezu chala, doesn't make it that the kain owns it. Like, mehech tasty, which kain am I going to give it to? And Avad is a svar, the kain doesn't want to be zeicher, does not want to be zeicher or own this piece of chala. Because it's Ashton's, it's chala tamei on Pesach, you can't eat it, and it'll be over by your by Motzei. So Avad, the kain doesn't want to be kainer it. So before you give it to any kain, the kain will not kainer it. And come on to this. I mean, it's poshid. When you just said a reizu chala, that's not a kinyan. That's not you weren't zeicher yet to a kain. So no kain owns it yet. Therefore, the kahanim are not over by your by motze. Doesn't belong to them yet. The yisrael, the original owner, is not over by your by motze because it doesn't belong to him either. Once he said a reizu chala, it's like a special halacha now that it's not doesn't belong to him anymore. He's not allowed to eat it. He has to give it to a kain. So if Rabbi Yeshua holds, this is not chometz that the Torah gave an issa by your by motze. So therefore, if Yeshua says it's a poshut eitzo, now you have this dough, very good. Take off a piece for challah, and just let it stay there till at night time, even though it becomes chometz, and at night time we'll burn it. There's no problems. So in the Gemara we'll see what the machloek is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is. Like we said before, Ben Beseir is really not arguing on anybody. That's an eitz if you want to. If you don't want it to become chometz, just put it into cold water, it won't become chometz. But really the machloekes here is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Eliezer holds that this is chometz that you are muzur. You're not allowed to have this chometz, this chal in your rishus. And you'll be over by your own by your motzei. Therefore he has to have an eitzah. Don't make it chal right now. Don't be mafresh the dough. Because then you'll have to let it stay at night time and it will become chometz. And you would be over by your own by your motzei. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, this is not the chometz that you're muzur. So, Mishem will see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. So, the Gemara. Lema, let's say, like, what is this Machlokes told you? Lema, the Toivis Hanor Kamiflagi. The Machlokes to Rabbi Eliezer, and maybe Shu is the Machlokes Toivis Hanor. So, Rashi says, what's called Toivis Hanor? Some enjoyment, this little bit of enjoyment that you get, that the Yisrael, the owner, gets from his Challah. So, Rashi, Dove Muet, it's worth a little bit. The time you learned in the Gemara in Bechiris. Rishoi Yisrael Lema Lechadeiroi. One Yisroel could tell his friend, Helech Sela, I'll give you a dollar, V'tein kol trumos chole ben biti koin, and give all your truma to my daughter, to my daughter's son, that's a koin. V'hainu teivas anor, that's considered a little bit of money that the Yisroel would get from another Yisroel that would give you money, almanas to give it to his friend, the koin, all your truma. Sheesh tol Yisroel b'chalazu, this is called a little bit bilis, a little bit ownership that the original owner, the original Yisrael has in his challah. Even though the challah itself he has to give to a kohen, and he's not allowed to eat it. But since he has the right to receive some money, that somebody would give him some money for this challah to give it to his friend, the kohen, so since the Yisrael is allowed to take the money, that's considered like he has a bialis, he owns a little bit of this challah. That's Rabbi Eliezer's svara. So Tevis Hanor makes it that the Yisrael still owns the challah, and therefore this is chometz that you would be over by your by your motzei. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can't call it challah, call the man you didn't bake it. So Rashi says, little davar muat mi'ayvay shokayin b'shul shi'itnu loy. Is Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer holds Tevis Hanor moment. that this is a svara since the Yisrael, the Bailam could get money for it. It's considered like there's money here, like he has a Bailis. Yeah, again, so Rashi explains that the Machlekes is, if Taivas are not considered Momenen or not. So Reb Lezer's Svara, as Rashi says, so far Taivas are no Momen. Reb Lezer holds that this Hano, this value that the Yisrael, the original owner, receives for his Chalom, gives him like a bailiff, like an ownership still in it. For heavy HaChala Kedidei, and this Chala belongs to him. Melo V'Ovar Alo, and therefore he's over by Yor V'Yimotzei. Imachmitza Gabei, if it becomes Chometz by him. Hilkach, therefore, afilu ofo laboratio. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer says in the Mishnah, what's the Yetzer? First go and bake it. And before it becomes chametz. And after it becomes chametz, then you first call it a shame chala. For Rebbe Yeshua, Sava, no, Tevis ha noena moment. Tevis no, not considered money. For Lavdi Dehu, it's not considered his. For Enoi Muzer Allah, he's not Muzer on this. O Mishim Pikodin Nami Leka. I let the Venice Mishim Pikodin, you're holding of somebody else. Rashi, the Katla Motliat, the Lyoda the Kain. Never considered like the Yisrael is holding the Chala for a Pikodin for the Kain. Because the Kain never received it yet. A Pikodin is the Pshat. I give my Chapa to somebody else that he should watch it for me. But here the Kain was never Zecher in the Chala. It's not considered the Yisrael is holding it for the Kain. Since it's the Machlaikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says again, Leva b'toivas ha'nochem iflugi. To Rabbi Eliezer, sovar toivas ha'no moment. The fact that Yisrael could get money, somebody has a right to pay him, to give his challah to another kohen. So it's called he has ownership here. For Rabbi Yeshua, sovar toivas ha'no ain't a moment. No, even though avada somebody could give you money, that you should give your challah to his friend, like his son-in-law, the kohen, but still that doesn't make you an obailus in the challah, that doesn't give you an ownership in it. Chala is still chala. It's something that you have a chiyah to give to a kohen. It's something the Yisrael, the original owner, is not allowed to eat it. So it's not considered like you have any bailus. It's not considered any day. Even though you could receive money, that's the smachlekes. So the fact you could receive some money for it, does that make you an owner in it or not? Does that still give you a bailus here or not? So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, it's not considered any bailus here. Therefore, he says very good in the Mishnah, you have nothing to worry about. Go be mato, go take off the chala here, and there'll be no problems. Amar says, "The kula yal not that everybody holds savri toivus and oreni mamin. Maybe really both of them hold that toivus and oreni not considered mamin. He's even Rabbi Eliezer is moida that the fact you could get some money for it does not make it like yours. Hatayiva horchos what's the machlekes in our mishnah? The horcho b'hoyil kamiflegi. Here it's the machlekes in hoyil." The Rashi says, "Loi, the kula yalma toivus and oreni ain't a mamin." Over hoyo kamiflegi. So machlekes here, hoyo means if something would happen. Hoyo's new swarm will soon see if something would happen. The what? The Rabbi Eliezer, sub Rabbi Eliezer holds, Amrin and hoyo. We do say, we do have to be afraid, maybe something will happen. And we'll soon see what could happen to make it like it does belong to you still. What could happen that will still make it belong to you? The boy is a shilolo. If you want, you could be sure, like have charota, you made it chala, and go to a chokhan who'll be matter the nether. Like that, when you make something hegdish, you make something chala, that's like a nether dikaloch, it's like a nether, you're saying a rezu chala. So just like when you make a nether, you can go to a chokhan who'll be matter the nether, take off the nether, who then you could take off chala from this dough. So if Yisrael wants to, he could take off the shein chala from this dough. The mele mamoin heavy. Therefore, it's still considered your money right now. That's Rabbi Eliezer Svara. For Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Lo Yamrin and Hoyel. No, we don't say this Svara if something could happen. As even though Avad was possible that you could make it, that you could be Mavato, the Shem Chala, you could take off the Shem Chala, but so what? Kol Zaman the Yisrael did not take off the Shem Chala, it's still called Chala. Chala is not called yours, it doesn't belong to you. It's something that you have to give to a Kain. Therefore, this is not Chomet that the Torah was Muzer Olov, but Ba'iro Ba'imotze. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer Savar Overlay. Mishum hoyel, v'iboyi mister shalolo for hodrole tivlo. If you want, you can be show go to a chacham and take off the shame chala, and then it'll come back to be tevel. Odi day here it belongs to you. The alkol neder v'hegdish o truma is hegdish b'yamiras per. Anything that you made hegdish b'yamiras per by your speaking out, it has a locha like a neder nidre hegdish, and the locha is yochol lishur lechacham. You're allowed to go to a chokham and be sure and tell him you have charota while you made it. V'le'ek ha'dibur, and he'll take away your dibur, the words that you originally said. and it'll make it that there's no more challah here. Hilkach, therefore, memoinahu. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer holds, it's still considered like yours. Therefore, you are not allowed to make it into chometz and hold it in your house, because you'll be over by your by motzei. The overlay it. Homelecha safir nami biyomtiv, kiloi koro lo shem, v'yafagav dika chodet lo ichazia, ayes, what's Rebbe Lezer's eitz in the Mishnah? Don't call it challah, but rather first bake them all. Now the question is, if you're baking them all first before you call challah, either is one lechur that's not roi to eat. Lechur, one of them is eventually going to be challah, that you're not allowed to eat it. So how are you allowed to bake it on Yom Tov? So Rashi, Mishtariya dechol chod v'chod ikul neima hai lav challahi. Still a heter. Because we look as if a shash you're baking, even though you're baking up for 10 matzahs, each one we look at to say that this will not be the challah. So you have a right to bake it? Yeah, you bake the next one the same thing. Eventually one of them is challah, so what? Since the whole chod v'chod, everyone separately, ikla meimer, hai, ho, lav chal, each one we can say is not going to be chalahi. Vinami korol Hashem motzei lemeifa lo, hoil viboy mishrolo. Rashi then says another svar here. Even if you want to say the one you're baking now will be chalon, but still there's a hoil that maybe you could take off the shame chalah from it. You can make it back to tevel. It's better to do like this. Bake them all first. Even if you'd make it challah first and then bake it, so what's the question? The question is, how could you bake it on Yom Tov now? Chal yinalarit on Yom Tov. So Rashi is asking the shaila, but the Chur Rebbe Lezer was saying now, holds us far from Hoyal. If something would happen. Now what could happen here? Maybe you'd be Sherla Nidroi, you would take off the Shem Chala, and it won't be Chala anymore. And then you'd be allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. So that alone should be a heter. So Rashi says, we don't want to come onto this heter if we don't have to. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer says, the best answer is, do not call it Chala yet, but rather first bake it. And when you're baking it right now, it's much better, because each one you can say is not going to be challah. First, later, after you baked it, then you take off one for challah. So I'll say, this is the machlokes Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Lezer is holds the svara hoyul if something can happen. So if you would call it challah, we're afraid maybe you would take off the shame challah, and therefore it's still considered yours, and therefore there would be an issa by your by Yemotzi on this. And Rebbe Lezer holds no. He's not afraid from the, Rabbi Yeshua holds no, he's not afraid of this svara of oil. Right now you called it challah, it's not considered yours. Since it's not considered yours, you don't have to worry about chometz. You go ahead and just be mafresh it when it's still in the dough form, and just let it stay till nighttime, even though it's chometz, and at nighttime you burn it. Yes, traveling more than to bring down another machlekes about this svara of oil. Famous Gemara, Itma, the Gemara says, we learned. If somebody bakes, let's say, a cake or a challah on Yom Tov, but his purpose is to eat it tomorrow on Chol, let's say it's the last day of Pesach on Yom Tov, you want to bake today, to eat it tomorrow first. That's your kavanah. So, you're not supposed to bake on Yom Tov for tomorrow for Chol. You only have a right to bake on Yom Tov something you need today, you want to eat today. So, what's the halacha if you did it? Rav Chisda Roma Loike. Rav Chisda hold you over in Issa D'Oraisa. The Torah says you're not allowed to do malachas on Yom Tov. You only have a heter of oichon nefesh to do things you need to eat today on Yom Tov, but there's no heter for tomorrow. So therefore you get malchus. Rabbi Rama ain't a loika. Rabbi says, no, you do not get malchus. What's the svara? Rav Chisda Rama loika. Rav Chisda says, yes, you do get malchus. He holds why? Lo yamrin and hoyel. Rav Chisda does not hold for this svara hoyel if something would happen. What can happen here to say why it's mutter? Like what? Not really. This is Rabbi's svara. What should be the svara you should not get malchus? And the Chizah does not hold for the svara. Because he holds, lo yamin, we do not say the svara of hoyel, if. O mikle le orchem. Maybe you would get guests to come visit you on this afternoon on Yom Tov. And chazilei. And then this cake that you baked, even though you had in mind to use it first tomorrow after Yom Tov, but it's very possible, maybe you'll need it today for Yom Tov. Like you baked in the morning with a kavon intentions of first eating it tomorrow, but then in the afternoon, on Yom Tov, you got guests, came to your house, and you want to serve them? Ah, geschmack, now you have the cake here, you take out the cake and serve it to them. So if you do that, lechura, it wouldn't be an issa, because now it came out, lemaisa, what did you bake for? You baked for Yom Tov itself. So Rav Chizkiya does not hold from this svar. He says, no, I don't say hoyel if something happens. It depends what you're doing right now. Right now, when you're baking in the morning, you don't have intentions of eating it today, but you have intentions of first eating it tomorrow. It's called you did al av malacha, you baked on Yom Tov when you're not supposed to, and therefore you get malchus. That's Rav Chizkiya's svar. Rabbi says, no, ain't luck, you do not get malchus here. Why not? I mean it because we say hoyel. We say hoyel a svar if. If you would get guests in the afternoon and you would give them this cake, it would be considered like this cake was baked for them for Yom Tov. So Rav is svar, even if the guests do not come and your intentions of baking in the morning were strictly to use tomorrow, and Lamais, you did use it for tomorrow, still Rav holds you don't get malchus because you open the svar hoyel. Since if something would happen, it would be considered like it was cooked for Yom Tov itself, therefore you do not get malchus. This is a svar in deraisa. This is the famous machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chizkiya. So the Gemara, Oma le Rabba le Rav Chizkiya. So Rabba asked Rav Chizkiya shaylo, levidof, according to you, the amrit that you say, lo yamin and hoyul, you do not hope for this svar if guests would come, it would be considered like it was cooked for today. Or the zoi, heich oifin mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Everybody knows when Yom Tov comes out on Friday, we make an Erev Tashilin, and we cook, we prepare ourselves on Friday, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos. Is the question for Rav Chizkiya, according to you, how are we allowed to bake and cook on Friday, Yom Tov, for Shabbos? Omalei, so Rav Chizkiya answered back, Mishumaru v'tashilin, what are you asking me? Because there's an Erev Tashilin. We make this Erev before Yom Tov, that gives us a hefta to cook from Friday to Shabbos. For the Gemara, so Rav asked back, "Mishemaruve tavshilin sharina nisuru diraisa." Like, what kind of teretz is that? This Indian, this mitzvah to do an eruva tavshilin, that's not a diraisa dikalocha. That's with the rabbanim. The rabbanim said, "We'll soon explain why the rabbanim made it." But I call upon midiraisa, this can't help you. If midiraisa, according to you, Rav Chizkiya, it should be also midiraisa to bake from one day Yom Tov to the next day. So it should be nisuru diraisa. What's matter of to bake and cook on Friday for Shabbos? Is so Bishleim, according to Rabbi, everything is very good. Rabbi says that midi raisa is a svara from hoyel. Hoyel means that when you're baking now on Friday, even though your intentions are to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos, but since if you would have a guest coming over on Friday afternoon, you could serve him this food, it's considered like the food was baked for Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter midi raisa. Now, even though midrabbanan is still asur, so midrabbanan because isurim, that's good. Why we have an eruv tashilun? We make an eruv tashilun to take away the isur of the rabbanan. An eruv tashilun, the pshat really is like this is the food we started to cook from before Yom Tov. So when you continue cooking now on Friday for Shabbos, it's considered like this is just a continuation from the food that you cooked eruv Yom Tov. And about an eruv Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov. So that's a hekem midrabbanan just looks like you're not cooking now today for Shabbos, but rather it's only a continuation of yesterday's of Erev Yom Tov's cooking. So that's a good, and the Rabbanan, and that's a svar what the Rabbanan will make of. But the Kasha, Rav is asking Rav Chizkiya, but according to you, Rav Chizkiya, that you hold Midiraisa, it's also to bake or to cook from a Yom Tov to the next day of the Shabbos. So how is it mutter to cook and bake on Friday for Shabbos, if Friday is the Yom Tov? That's Rav's Kasha to Rav Chizkiya. So he answered back, Omalei, so Rav Chizkiya answered back, my svar is like this. Midi Raisa, really Midi Raisa, the svar is Tzorche Shabbos Nasin B'Yom Tov. He holds that Shabbos, when Shabbos comes out after Yom Tov, it's different. There's no Issa Midi Raisa baking Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. Hey, Shabbos, whatever you need for Shabbos, you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Hey, Tzorche Shabbos Nasin B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake and cook on Yom Tov for tomorrow for Shabbos. That's not an issa diraisa. It's only yosim diraisa to bake or to cook on Yom Tov for Chol. The next day is a weekday. That's when osir. But when Yom Tov comes out on Friday and the next day is Shabbos, you are allowed to cook midiraisa. For Rabbonin who the gos rubei, and so of the Rabbonin that made gzeira, they were afraid shema yirmu oifim Yom Tov aflechol. If people will get used to just like this, bake and cook on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos, they'll think on every Yom Tov you're allowed to bake and cook for one day for the next day, even though the next day is a weekday. So the Rabbanim were afraid not stamazoy to cook from a Friday for a Shabbos. So therefore, what do Rabbanim do? Other the chiva and the atzrechu Rabbanim the ruv tashilin, since the Rabbanim made a hecker to say, no, You can't stand bake from Friday, cook on Friday, Yom Tov for Shabbos. But first you have to make an Eruvei Tavshilin before Yom Tov. Therefore, Islay Hekera. Therefore, there's a Heker. There's something here people see that it's a different, and they'll know that really you're not allowed to cook from a Yom Tov for a Choyel for a weekday. Not only here, Sarche Shabbos is different. So that's from Chizdis Svara. So I'll call upon him, it's a Machlekes Rabbi Chizda, to be hold from this Svara of Hoyle or not. Which is really what the Gemara wants to say. This is the Machlekes Nal Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If you say this Svara of Hoyle, if something could happen, is it considered as if it happened or not? Let's see Rashi now. Rashi says, Lo Yamin in Hoyle. No. Hoyfem Yom Tov L'Chol. After somebody finished eating and finished his suda, that if somebody baked after he finished his suda in the morning, so you know you're not going to use it today anymore. Like you finished eating already today. Here we see clearly your intentions are of cooking for tomorrow. Before Rashi is bothered, but like how can we give you malchus? We have to give you asro. We have to warn you. Now, usually when you see somebody baking in the morning, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, you know, man, he's baking for Yom Tov. See, if Rashi's here, we're talking about after the person had his sudi, finishes meal already for Yom Tov. And now the person goes down to bake and to cook. So any Eidim that see him knows clearly the Chur is doing it for tomorrow. So they gave him Asura. Is me so Rav Chizda says, and next time he gets Malkus, Mishum Leisach to come Locha. There's not Malocha here. And Rabba holds no. Rabbo, you do not get Malkus, Rashi says, because Hoyo vi Mikla Le'orchim, since they will have guests over, Shei Tzrichim Lepaz Zehayim, they'll need to eat this pras, this bread today, therefore it's Mutter. So now, Rabbi asked the Kash to Rav Chizda, Hei Choyfim Yom Tov L'Shabbos, Rashi, Ilav Yamin Hoylot, after Sfarav Hoyo, in Mikla Le'orchim Chaz Le'kulu Yom Tov. Like this time, like Rabbi, it's very good. There's a svara, if guests would come, you'd serve it to them today. So it's always consider whatever you baked on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. That's why Midiraita is mutter. But according to Reb Chizda, it's shver. So Reb Chizda answered back to Rashi, Midiraita, Tzorech HaShavah, not from Yom Tov. The Yechzid, because the Pasuk says, Ach HaShayyokal HaKol Nefesh, V'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Chodi Kedushi, D'Tavayu Shabbos Ikru. They're both called the Shabbos. And the Torah says, Ach HaShayyokal HaKol Nefesh, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov what you need for Yom Tov. And Shabbos is also called like a Yom Tov. Therefore, Rav Chizda says, Midirayis, you are allowed to bake and cook from Friday Yom Tov till Shabbos. No, Rabbanon, who the gozer, ki lo yaisid eruvei tavshilin, kadei shelo yomru oifen af l'chol. That people should not think and come to learn out from here that you're always allowed to bake and cook from one Yom Tov to the next weekday. Therefore, with the heker of eruvei tavshilin, it's good. Therefore, the vial is one din shlag up the other, but that's the machlekes Rabbi and Rav Chizda. For the Gemara Eisvei, I have a kasha now. Behema musukenis, if you have a behema that's sick, that's a musukin, is about to die, is a law called lo yishchet. You're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. In other words, with svar is in the middle of the weekday, you see a behema that's about to die, so go ahead and shecht him fast before he dies himself. If he dies by himself, he'll be in the veil, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The Eitzer is go and shecht it. Now, we're talking about it's not a treifa. It doesn't now seem on a treifa. The behemoth is still a kosher behemoth. Like if you make a shechita, cut the simonim the right way, and you make your bedikas inside, you won't find any treifas. Just tell me he has a sick, he has a heart condition. The behemoth has a heart condition and he'll die in 3 minutes. If you shecht right now, the shechita is a kosher shechita. So that's usually what happens. If you see a behemoth has a sakon, it's going to die. Before he dies and comes in the vela, go ahead and shecht it first. Now, if this happens on Yom Tov, it depends. Just time to shecht now on Yom Tov to save yourself the money, you shouldn't become an avela, you have no heter. The Torah was only mat you to shecht if you want to eat it on Yom Tov. So the question is, do you want to eat this animal now on Yom Tov or not? So Lachra is like this, Eisvei. Behema Masukenis, you have a behema that's very sick. Is lo yishchot, you're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov just for the sake of saving your money. So it shouldn't become an avela. Ela only kidei sheyochol echol himenu kezai tzli hevoi joim. Only if there's still enough time in the daytime that you could shecht it, and then take off the meat, and you have to make mulicha, you have to salt it, or if you want to flee, it's roasted, you don't have to salt it. Then you roast it, and you'll eat it, kezayis of it. That's good. So the diik is, yochol lechol, afagav delay boi lemechol. As long as there's enough time that you could do this, that you could roast it and eat it, then it's mutter. Mashmi, even though lemaisa, really, you're not eating it. So Mar says, Bishleim al Dis, Rabbi says, Bishleim, according to me, the Amri Hoyel, I always say this, Svar Hoyel, if something would happen, it's considered like it happened already. Hoyel vi boil the mechel, motzi ochel, mishum ochel yishchet. Since there is enough time that if he would want to, if he would be hungry, and if he would want to roast this meat right now, tita today, he could do it. We consider as if he's doing it for himself, and therefore the shrit was mutter on Yom Tov. Ela, but Rabbi Yisrael Chizda, Ela Lidok, but according to you, the armut that you say, Lo Yamrin and Hoyol, we do not say this for of Hoyol, Ama Yishchit. Why can you make a shrita? How are you allowed to make a shrita? Luchura, it's only mutter if mamish, you do eat from it today. But here it's just mashma as long as you could eat, even though you're not eating from it. So according to Rabbi Chizda, if you do not eat from it, there should be an yisrael raisa, there's no heta to make the shrita. So Rav Chizdi answered back, Mishum Hefsid M'moina. Here we're afraid we don't want him to lose his money, like we said, if the behemoth dies, he'll become an avela. So therefore, we'll matter him to go ahead and make a shechita now on Yom Tov. Frati Gemara, or Mishum Hefsid M'moina, Sharina Nisura the Raisa. Just not to save yourself money, are we matter you to be over in avera? The halacha is, you're not allowed to do any averas, even though it means giving up all the money you have. There's the only shalom from Pekuach Nefesh. Although if the goyim want to take away your life, they say they kill you, or you're in a matzah that you're sakonas tafoshes, then you have heta to be over yisurim. Then you're allowed to do averus. Because the Torah would rather save your life than let you die. Only there only we know there's only three mitzvahs that you're not supposed to do the avera: gil aroyish, shvichas domim, and avoy dezara. But all other mitzvahs, if it comes to a matzah that you may die, you're supposed to do the avera and live. Mashenkin, here is a question, just giving up your money, a hefsed moment, you're not going to die, just the behemoth will die, just that you'll lose your money, for that there's no hefter at all to do any avera, like it's brought down Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya. You'd have to give away all the money you own, could they not to do an avera? So, b'zei here, mishum hefsed mamayna, why are we matzah to be over Nisid Yeraisa? Have the Gemara Omaleh in, yes, I'll give you teretz. Mishum hefsed mamayna, since here it's a svara, that the person will lose out his money if he doesn't shecht it right now. So Rav Chizda holds a svara goma baliboy. The person for sure made up his mind 100%. Le'echol kezayis. Teet the kezayis. He made up his mind he wants to eat from it now. Since he wants, he knows, he wants to shecht it now. And he knows the only way I'm allowed to shecht it now if I go and eat it. So 100% he made up his mind, he's going to eat from it right now. And v'yesh l'kezayis bosav l'shchita. And the only way I can eat from it is if I make a shchita. Therefore, we're asking him to make the shchita, because we nemar and we say he for sure is going to eat from it. So you don't have to come on to svar a hoyel if he eats from it. If it means, even if he doesn't, but we consider as if it was done. No, Rav Chizda does not hold for that svara. Rav Chizda just says here is different. That since the person knows what's going on, and he knows if he doesn't shecht, it's going to die, and he knows he's not allowed to shecht unless he eats it, so for sure he's going to have in mind right now to go down and eat it. Therefore, there's no kasha on Rav Chizda. Let's see Rashi. Pehema mesukenis. For right to l'shecht of Yom Tov, you want to shecht it right now on Yom Tov, shaloi tomus v'yafti den, which should not die, and you'll be have a hefset. Kizayis li zel kalve bishulim. That's the easiest way to get something done is by roasting kezayis of meat. Kadei shiyochel echol, shiyei shoyis b'yon, there should be enough time in the daytime, like it's not the mamash right before shkiyah. Kadei lahav shit, you have to skin it, or v'lachtech and cut off kezayis, let's slice and roast it. V'lechol, then go ahead and eat it. V'yike shoyis ki hai, sure, isn't, if there's still enough time of Yom Tov, then it's mutter to shecht it on Yom Tov. V'yaf agav, d'loy ochemena, it's mashmi, even though you're not going to eat from it really. Just as long as you have this enough time, that if you want, you could eat from it, that's enough. Is amai shochit, holoit sorach lemechol shekvar ochel. That's the cat, this is Rabbi's kasha and Chizda. Poshit's mashmir, even though the person already had a suda, he already ate meat today, so really doesn't have in mind to eat any more meat, and still we see here, we are mad to him to go ahead and make a shechita. So the question is why? Amai yishchit rashi holoit sorach lemechol shekvar ochel. He already ate his suda ready on Yom Tov. It's talking about the afternoon right now. So according to Rav Chizda, it's a kasha, how are you allowed to shecht right now? So first they want the answer, Mishum Hefsim Amayna. V'yodeyahu sheina mutav lo'yachilo. That is the teretz. Rav Chizda holds, yes. Here, since the person is going to lose out his money, and the person for sure knows the halachah, that you're only allowed to shecht it if you want to eat it. So therefore, goma b'libo, he makes up his mind, la'anas ha'satma, to force himself. V'la'avar al-dayitin, to go over his mind, v'lecho kezayis. Even though really he's satisfied already, like this, he will not sit down to eat any more meat. But he knows the only way he's allowed to make the shechita now on Yom Tov is if he really actually goes and eats, therefore he makes up his mind that he's going to eat. It's as if he wants a gezayis of meat on yontif, and the only way he could eat the gezayis meat on yontif is by shechting the animal. He has to shecht it for this gezayis lekula, to shecht the animal. The yester gezayis bosel leshkita, you can't even take off one gezayis, one olive size of meat, unless you shecht the animal first. Can't just not take off a piece of meat. That's even in a chay. We're a person in Yom Tov afternoon after he finishes meal. He went down now to cook up a new meal or to bake a cake, and right now he has no intentions of eating it, because he finished already today. He's going to bake this clearly now to eat it tomorrow, and there's nothing forcing him to tell him to do it today. So therefore, he's all there. It's awesome. Yeah. So this is still Sural, still a machlokes Rav and Rav Chisda. So tomorrow, Eisvei, have a kasha now. Lechem haponim. Strashi called Shabbos for Shabbos. It's every Shabbos used to bake, put on the shulchan. Lechem haponim. There used to be 12 breads, six on one side, six on the other side, on top of the shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos. Is the halacha nechal? When will the kahanim allowed to eat this? How many days after it was baked do the kahanim eat the lechem aponim? Is nechal letisha? Sometimes it's 9 days later. That's usually. The drash letisha means liyom chi liafiyosim. The ninth day from the time it was baked, that's when the kahanim eat it. We'll soon explain why. Liyasara, sometimes you have 10 days later the kohen can first eat it. Or liyechadosar, sometimes 11 days later the kohen can first eat it. Loipokas v'loyoyse, not less and not more. Ketzad, what's the halacha? Kedarko letisha. A regular Shabbos, week one Shabbos, another Shabbos is 9 days later. Why? Nefer bera Shabbos. Usually the kohanim used to bake the lechem aponim on Friday era Shabbos. And when did they eat it? Nechal b'Shabbos l'chi. They used to eat it the next Shabbos, which was 9 days later. So Rashi, Nefa be'er Shabbos, zu misadrin oisoi l'mochor, o l'Shabbos sabo misalkin oisoi, harayu nechal l'Shabbos sabo l'yom chi l'afiyosoi. The ninth day, if they baked it on Friday, then tomorrow on Shabbos they put it onto the shulchan, and it stayed until the next Shabbos. They took it off the next Shabbos, and the Gana made it the next Shabbos. That's 9 days later from the original baking. That's a regular Shabbos. Chal Yom Tov Lias Vera Shabbos. Let's say Friday is a Yom Tov, and then they can't bake it on Friday. So Nechal is Shabbos Liasara. Then they first have to bake it Thursday, and they first eat it the next Shabbos, which is 10 days later. So Drashi Chal Yom Tov Vera Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov, like now Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. Therefore, when did they bake the lechem upon him this Friday, this for the Shabbos? They baked it on Thursday. Shulchanishi b'Shabbos is nechol l'Shabbos shniya dainu b'asara. They ate it next Shabbos, which is 10 days later. What about shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah? Hey, so Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash this year. Eretz Yisrael. So that's Yisrael, the only Yom Tov you have 2 days is only Rosh Hashanah. So what about if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday and Friday? So Thursday and Friday now, they do not bake the lechem aponim for this coming Shabbos. So when do they bake the lechem aponim? On Wednesday. Is the Melo Nechol is Shabbos liyachar oser. That's when you have 11 days. The Fisheina doichol loyes a Shabbos loyes a Yom Tov. That's the klal. When the Kohanim had to bake the lechem aponim, they're not allowed to bake it on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov. You have to bake it the choil, the weekday, right before the Shabbos. That's the halacha. Rashi says, Shnei Yom Shal Rosh Hashanah, Cholu B'chamishi V'shishi. The fifth and sixth day is Rosh Hashanah. We're going, Shabo Edim and Amincha L'mala. Like we had the Gemara in Beitza says, when Edim come after Mincha, that's not Noigim Moisayim, Kodesh L'mocha Kodesh. Nechor Revi, therefore in such a case, they had to bake the lechem upon him on Wednesday. B'Shabbos, V'nechor B'Shabbos Shni, and they ate it first the next Shabbos. L'yechor Os, that's the 11 days later. For who Shabbos lav yom tzaymu? I, L'chur, that's Rashi's Bavoni, L'chur, that's Yom Kippur then. If you have Rosh Hashanah on Thursday and Friday, so the next Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So Rashi, the Kishor, your boy you made them L'yachor Mincha, because when Edom came after Mincha, in that case, they made really the real day Rosh Hashanah was first Friday. So therefore, it comes out that Yom Kippur is not on next Shabbos, but it's on next Sunday. Therefore, they're allowed to eat the lechem aponim on next Shabbos. Since it's the case, we'll have 11 days from the baking when you can first eat the lechem aponim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll soon see what the kasher is. Mishnah will continue next tape to see what the kasher is. We'll stop here. Yeah. We're holding Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Yeah, just last shayla again. We're in the middle of the shayla of the Mil Machlekes between Rabbah and Reb Chisdom. Do you say it's far from Hoyil? Hoyil means since it's possible that what you're cooking now on Yom Tif will be used on Yom Tif, it's Mutter Midiraisa. Reb Chisdom says no, we don't say Hoyil. Therefore, if you bake now for Yom Tif, or if you bake on Yom Tif for after Yom Tif, it's also Midiraisa. That was Reb Chisdom's svara. So then the question was, how do you have the hetter of an erubit tavshilin? How could we cook on a Friday Yom Tif for Shabbos? So Reb Chisdom had to come on to a new svar to say, Tzorchei Shabbos is not going to be Yom Tif. That midiraisa on Yom Tif, you are allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yom Tif. That was Reb Chisdom's yisoid. Now in the middle of Esnekash on Reb Chisdom's yisoid. Again, the last gemara was, is halacha of the lechem aponim.